Paris, London, with Simon Godley, Robert Harley, Carla Mendonca, and Gary Parker. Right, okay, Simon, it's time to play the Paris-London letters game.
Consonant, please, Carla.
C.
Another consonant.
T.
And a vowel, please.
A.
All right, there's your three letters. C, T, A. You've got 30 minutes to make a word out of them. Starting... Oh, well, you were buzzing before time's up. Very bold of you, Simon. What have you got?
I've got a two-letter word. I think.
Two? You think? Good. Right, okay, let's hear it.
Well, I'm not sure if it's a legitimate word, but I'll take a gamble. I've got tar.
How do you spell that, Simon?
T-A, tar.
Well, I've looked it up in the dictionary, and that's perfectly okay. It's a slang term for thank you. Well done, Simon. Did you do any better than that, minor celebrity guest from the world of theatre?
Well, Simon, you can say ta-ta to extra points, but it's time to let the cat out of the bag and tell you that if you had a closer look at the letters, you'd have got it off to a T, and you might have spotted something I used to do rather well, and that is, of course, to act.
Oh, shut up, you smug git. All right, it's all right. Now, calm down. What's your name, son?
My name's Tommy.
Tommy, okay. Are you all by yourself, Tommy?
Yes, My mummy's gone and left me, and I'm all alone.
Okay. We'll have someone round to look after you as soon as we can. Do you know where your mummy is, Tommy?
She's in Clacton.
How long have you been left on your own, Tommy?
6 weeks. And I haven't got anything to eat. And I haven't had a bath. And my hair's got really long.
Right. Can I ask where you're calling from, Tommy?
First Year Halls of Residence, Manchester University.
Why don't you all come over to my house on Saturday evening and join Gertie and me for some cocktails on the terrace? David Niven and Vivian Lee will be there, and you can expect some brief encounters with various other blithe spirits as we stand around the pianoforte and sing Mad Dogs and Englishmen. I look forward to seeing you.
That's the usual time, 6:15 this Saturday evening for Noel's house party.
Morning.
99, 100. Hi. I like to warm up with a few push-ups, you know.
Oh, how nice. I usually just stretch a bit.
What are you, some kind of ballerina? Only kidding.
You're new to this gym, aren't you?
Yeah. I normally go to Muscle Maniacs. It's being refurbished. Sweat damage.
Yeah. Why don't you try the jogging treadmill?
Yeah, why not? Good warm day, I guess. God, this is so slow. The one at Muscle Maniacs goes much faster. This must be a special one for pussies.
Well, you can bump up the speed. It's that button there.
Oh great. Oh, thanks. That's more like it.
Well, there's an uphill option as well.
Oh, that's better. Almost like a real workout.
Try the Roadrunner circuit. It makes your legs go all blurry.
Yeah, actually, if you could... This is fun. Good choice.
Yes, it works well with the Olympic hurdling finish.
Actually, I... Don't touch any more...
Sorry, I think that was the pole vault program. Well, shower for me.
And now, in the never-ending quest to find a comedy situation that hasn't been used before, BBC One presents the hilarious goings-on inside a family fishbowl. It ain't half wet, Mum.
How long you gonna be in there?
I'll be out in a minute. I'm having a bath.
What you want a bath for? We live in water, for God's sake. Anyway, how long you gonna be in there?
I'll be out in a minute. I'm having a bath.
What you want a bath for? We live in water, for God's sake. Anyway, how long you gonna be in there?
How do I know? I've only got a 5-second memory span. Anyway, who the hell are you?
Buenos tardes, bon dia, good morning, and welcome aboard Hispania Flight 395 to Madrid. Yo tengo información para ustedes. Yo tengo información para ti. I have some information. Look, I just do English now, okay? I'm very tired. You don't understand, ask later. Bien. Emergency exits are here and here. Hey, señor, please do listen, huh? Es muy importante. Yes, you. You. You are very ugly. I don't like. You think you have very nice aftershave, but I said to you, no. Very ugly. So, exits are somewhere, anyhow, on this side, I think. Well, look, you have eyes, no? You can see. Huh. Okay, this is your light vestido. In an emergency... No, 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 no. No. Okay, yes, 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 yes. Read your book. I take jacket away. Ah, 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 ah. It's too late now. I finish. It's very funny, yes? Ha, 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 ha. You think you are very intelligent, but I say to you, no. Ugly, yes. Very disgusting, yes. If the plane breaks, we land in the sea and live. You die. It's no use asking them. They hate you as well. Okay, vestido, here. Tie aquí y aquí and blow the whistle for your breath, yes? Bien, we go. Fasten belt and no smoke. I'd say no smoke. You deaf as well. Madre Dios, ¿qué pasa aquí? Give to me. Give. I give up. If you want anything, don't ask. I'm at the back reading my copy of Hola. Do not disturb. Es todo. Adios.
Look, what I'm trying to say is, I'm sorry if you were upset yesterday.
What do you mean, if?
All right, I'm sorry you were upset yesterday.
I didn't start off upset.
No, okay, I'm sorry you got upset yesterday.
I suppose I got upset all by myself, did I? Act of God, was it?
Okay, I'm sorry if I upset you.
If?
All right! I'm sorry that I did upset you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if you took offense. I'm sorry you did take offense. Because of me.
I didn't take offence.
Yes, you did.
I never said I took offence.
You just said you were upset.
You said that. I didn't.
Were you upset yesterday?
Yes.
Well, then.
That's not the same thing as taking offence.
Right. Well, I'm glad you might not have been offended, and I'm sorry that I definitely upset you. I shouldn't have said what I did. It was cruel and unfair.
Which particular thing is it that you shouldn't have said?
I'm not going to repeat it, or you'll just be hurt all over again.
Who said I was hurt?
I'm sorry, I meant upset.
If you don't tell me exactly what it is you're sorry for saying, how can you expect me to forgive you?
All right, I am very sorry I said it yesterday, and I hereby promise that I shall never ever call you a bit of a pedant ever again.
Thank you.
You mad bitch cow from hell.
Let the joust commence!
I, the Black Knight, am invincible! I claim the princess as my bride!
Father! Are there no men folk in your kingdom who can defeat the Black Knight?
I am sorry, my dear. That was the last one.
Look, sire! A challenger draws near! A knight bedecked in most curious armor!
Sir Knight, you are not from these parts. Who art thou?
It is I, Vince Ratfern.
Ratfern? It's a prince, father.
Now, Vince, Or Friends and Kitchens, redesigning kitchens for the way we are today with 0% finance and our extremely competitive rate.
Scott! What manner of armour is this you wear?
Oh, I can see you have an eye for quality, sir. These here are twin ceramic hobs with matching extractor hood from our Renaissance collection. The enamel double sink unit alone makes this offer extremely...
Renaissance?
Yeah, it's way ahead of its time.
You speak fair, Prince Ratburn.
Prince?
But let's see how you fight. You must face the Black Knight.
Prepare to die, Prince Ratburn!
Vince? Mr. Knight, before I do die, did you say what kind of kitchen you have at present?
What?
Spike on a spit, perhaps? One of them old cauldrons? You should have got rid of that years ago. I take it it's stainless steel.
No.
No wonder you're the Black Knight, then. Ah! Here, what's your waste disposal unit like?
What?
Where'd you put your peelings?
We sleep in them.
Dear, oh dear. You really are still living in the dark ages, aren't you? But with our attractive tailor-made repayment schemes, many people have found that our experience has found to be an extremely attractive offer.
Enough! I submit! Here's my credit details. I'll buy one!
A worthy husband, my daughter.
I might get myself a new kitchen into the bargain.
And from those humble beginnings, my ancestor and namesake was able to sell his first kitchen, become King of Basildon, and set up the first high street branch of Frinton Kitchens. So, madam, as you can see...
Stop it! Don't you understand? I don't want your bloody kitchen! Now push off before I call the police!
Yeah, but I'm... I think that's a definite nibble.
So, right, Simon, it's the numbers game, and the total was 634. How close did you get using any or all of the five numbers available?
637.
637, not bad. 637, that's pretty close. How did you get there?
I took the three.
Three, yes.
Then I added the 634.
The 634?
To make 637.
Okay, only three yet. Well done. Now, how should he have done it, Carla?
Well, it's a tricky one, this, but if you've got one of the highest IQs in Mensa, it's a piece of piss. If you take the 9, turn it upside down to make it look like a 6, then take the 8 and tip it out the left-hand side to make it into a 3. Then, if you take the 7, turn it upside down, draw a line through it with a felt-tip pen, you can make it look like a 4. Put the 4 next to the 6 and the 3, and you get 634.
Oh, shut up, you smug git.
And now, continuing their brave efforts to find a comedy situation that hasn't been tried before, BBC One now presents the hilarious antics of a family of flies. Bless this sewage outlet pipe.
Oh, is someone to think you're new?
I'm having dinner.
Well, you're not eating that till you've thrown up on it.
Don't talk with your proboscis, fool.
Right. I'm buzzing off down the nag's head.
Not until you've finished buzzing round the nag's bollocks, you know.
We present part one of Pat! Exclamation mark. A new play for the 90s based on the classic Postman Pat by John Cunliffe and adapted for radio by Stephen Berkoff.
Postman Pat, Postman Pat, Postman Pat, and his black and white cat.
Jess, come here, you stupid bourgeois cat! Don't cut it, Jess, get off the f***ing mat!
Remember, you're just a moggy, and I'm a working man, so leave that bowl of milk and get in the f***ing bag! I've got to get a move on and empty my f***ing sack. We've got to stop at Reverend Tim's for a pony's worth of crack. Oh, you make more noise than a castrated cockerel. Your whining caterwaul is worse than my bloody doggerel.
Black and white cat.
Part two of Pat! Exclamation mark can be heard at the same time next week. Pat was played by Tim Roth, and the part of Jess was played by Dame Kiri De Kanawa. It was produced by Michael Winner.
The British conference to stamp out innuendo got underway today with this rallying call from their keynote speaker.
My friends, we have a big job in front of us. The job being a task of work. It is vital we grasp it firmly in both hands. It being an opportunity to put our case and see if it stands up before the public. There are no guarantees. We must suck it and see. I'm confident it will stand up to a good sucking.
At this point, the spokesman had to go and lie down in a darkened room. He later claimed the press had been getting on top of him and urged members to come together on this issue. I said issue.
Ladies and gentlemen of the press, if you have any questions, I'll only be too happy to take the questions from the floor.
Yes. Chief Constable,
yes.
Is it true that you've decided against the use of pepper spray as a disabling weapon?
Yes, that is true. There are plenty of alternative methods for incapacitating criminals temporarily.
Such as?
Well, from now on, all our uniformed officers will carry with them a chopping board with some onions. The onions are speed chopped and extended towards the offender's eyes. It's cheaper than CS gas and equally effective, as anyone who's had to knock up a quick ratatouille will tell you.
Surely the chopper is affected as well?
No, it's just the eyes. Oh, I see what you mean. I will suffer no side effects, provided that the appropriate precautionary measures are taken.
You mean masks?
No, I mean the officer involved is required to have his mouth full of cold water for the duration of the chopping.
I'm making it a bit difficult to read the suspect is right.
All our officers are trained in mime. Some of them to Lecoq standard, but most of them to Give Us a Clue standard.
If the suspect's eyes are full of tears, they won't be able to see what's being mined, will they?
A good point, which is precisely why our mime cautions are also available in Braille.
Where?
Well, on the front of our uniforms. All we have to do is to get the suspect to run his fingers over our chest wall and abdominal areas. Just right.
All of this is going to look a bit odd, isn't it, Chief Constable? I mean, wouldn't you agree that these procedures are unnecessarily bizarre?
Not at all. Then I am a Freemason.
Hi again. I like a good sauna after pumping up.
Yes, it's very relaxing.
Not very hot in here, is it? The muscle maniac sauna's really fierce. And it's a lot bigger.
It's hotter if you sit up on the top bench.
Oh, yeah, yeah, good idea.
And I could slip some water on the stones if you like.
Yeah, sure. Great idea. You can handle it. That's more like it.
Feels good, eh?
Oh, yeah. Say, it's a little cramped up here. I think I'll just...
No, stay up on top, or you won't get the benefit.
Yeah, good point. Thanks.
A little more water, I think.
That is great! Yes!
You know, Scandinavian men traditionally whip each other with birch twigs. Improve circulation. Oh, allow me.
Wonderful!
For the full effect, you can also wrap a hot stone in your towel and put it in your lap. Well, pass me your towel.
No, that's okay. Please.
Oh, well, just a straight stone then. Very brave.
Terrific! Water! Quick!
What, more water on the stones? No. Well, I'll just throw the whole bucket on now.
Don't you get out! Don't you get out! Oh, my God! The door! It's stuck! We're gonna die! I can't breathe!
Lying on the floor. Good idea. Savor the experience. I'll make sure you're not disturbed.
BBC One presents Some Mothers Do Have Kitchens. Some doors and a kettle are forced to share a kitchen with hilarious results.
Thank you.
lot of men apparently have no objection to their girlfriends or wives appearing on Paris London. Some are even proud of it. Some no doubt find it a turn-on. So for them, and indeed for the rest of the audience, sit back and relax while we present Listeners' Wives.
Hi, I'm Carrie May. I'm 25 and I'm from Islington.
Rachel Carter from Selly Park in Birmingham, 24.
I'm Jane, I'm 20, I'm from Melbourne.
Hi, my name's Terry, I'm 24 and I'm from Bradford.
My name's Jo, I'm an Aquarius and I like figure skating.
My name's Cathy and I'm from Sunderland and I like football, me.
My name's Carol and I'm from Harlow.
Wow, some lovely voices there. Sensational.
Excuse me. Don't you think this is a bit morally dubious?
Well, the girls love doing it.
It's exploitative.
It doubles our ratings.
I love it. It's great radio.
Right, so it's time to reveal this week's conundrum. And there it is. Hard hit Willy Crew. And your 30 seconds starts now. Well, you're obviously in a bit of trouble with this one, so here's a bit of a clue for you. Wet, ponderous, dithera.
Richard Whiteley?
Correct!
Welcome to the fairy tale beauty of Sweden, famous for its breathtaking fjords, the long dark nights, the home of saunas, and of course, Stockholm, the perfect setting for this year's Sex Olympics. We go over now to Rick Blazenby, who has the news of today's events.
Thanks, Jeff. Sadly, the British have not fared at all well in this first winter Sex Olympics, notably at pairs and team level. Not so, however, for our solo eventers, who are, of course, way ahead of the field in the one-arm handicap events.
And what's going on down at the ice rink?
Well, the chatting up a local girl and getting her into bed record was broken by Sven Hedström of Sweden with a superb 2.3 seconds. And I think we can bring you an action replay of that marvellous performance.
Do you fancy a shark?
Oh, yes, please.
Oh. Absolutely. Fantastic stuff there, a new world record for Sweden. Disappointment again, though, for the British. And with me here is our very own Julie Stench from Croydon, who sadly trailed in last place in this event. Julie, what went wrong?
Yeah, well, I reckon I could have got you down to 6.5 days, but you weren't interested. I didn't want to shag anyway.
Of course you didn't, love. Okay, back to you, Jeff.
Today also saw the start of the endurance events, traditionally the domain of the Japanese. Let's have a look now at the first stages of the trying to conceal arousal while wearing tight ski pants slalom.
No, 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 no. Rusty nails. Oh, oh, oh. Tax return, tax return. Oh, 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 oh. Computer technology. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, sorry.
Oh. The four-man Bob also proved extremely popular. But unfortunately, Bob isn't feeling well enough to give an interview. So, Rick, all in all, a great day's sport.
Yes, yes. No, 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 no. Yes, oh, yes, yes.
Rick.
Yes.
Rick, oh, Rick, yes. Rick, Rick, Rick Blazenby there at the climax of today's Winter Sex Olympics.
And later tonight, we'll be showing another in our series of great film noir, the classic Double Entry.
We're closed.
Hello. My name is Dennis. Miss Dennis.
The first time I saw her, I knew she was blonde. She was a long, cool cocktail of trouble poured into a dress that would make an angel turn his halo in for the night. Blonde hair framed her face like the frame around a painting of a face. But, you know, a classy painting. Sit down, sweetie. What can I do for you?
I've got a job that I need done. I'll pay good money for it to be done by a professional. Are you a professional, Mr.?
Professional. Sam Professional. What kind of a job, Toots?
Well, my accounts. You are an accountant, aren't you?
That's right, sugar. And when I balance the books, they stay balanced. You read me?
I like the way you talk. My last accountant only said things like double taxation and capital liability. Here you are.
They were accounts, all right. And I sensed she wanted me to do them. Bad. But was she on the level, or was I being taken in like a cheap gusset? Well, I don't know.
Would this make it any easier?
She held out a fistful of dry cleaning receipts. I fell for it.
Okay, I'll do them. But don't crowd me. When I'm crowded, I feel like I'm in a big crowd.
All right, Sam. Call me.
By the way, honey, what happened to your last accountant?
He just couldn't add up. He made a fatal subtraction.
Double entry tonight at 10.
And the good fairy took the little boy and the little girl up to bed and tucked them in. And they thanked her and went to sleep.
Read us another story, Mum, please. One more.
I want to play with my dinosaurs, Mum.
No. Now it's time to lie down and go to sleep.
One more story.
Dinosaurs, biscuits.
I'm not reading another story.
Pull on your head.
Ah! Oh, but look. Oh, I didn't quite get to the end of the last story. The good fairy closed the door and locked it from the inside. When she turned back, she was wearing a hockey mask. The moonlight glinted cruelly on the razor-sharp machete she held in one curved talon. Crazy shadows played over the maggoty eye sockets they could see beneath the mask. The good fairy was actually a zombie from a fresh grave. The zombie came closer, so close they could smell its fetid breath and see the yellow drool dripping on the floor. Their only hope was to remain utterly motionless.
Karen, are they settled? God, you're not wearing the hockey mask again.
Yeah, just playing one of our little games.
Which one? Manson Family? Hannibal Lecter?
No, Pitiless Zombie. Won't hear a peep till morning.
Poo on the zombie!
All right, that's it. I'm really going to have to put the frighteners on them. Here we go.
Barry Norman here with a compilation of acceptance speeches from this year's Oscar.
Iris London was written and performed by Simon Dodley, Robert Harley, Tyler Mendonca, and Gary Parker, with additional material by Vicky Pyle. The producer was Caroline Levy.
Senor y señoras, those of you who want duty-free, it's tough. Get next time. I take siesta. Gracias.